Good morning. It's about 13 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Rita, we have a guest on the phone with us.
Dave Mason just called. Dave, he is so excited to talk to you today. He's been just like a little schoolboy. Cannot wait.
What could I say? Big Daddy's a fan of Dave Mason, you know?
Well, thank you.
I was excited. I told Rita this morning, I said, Dave Mason might be calling in. I said, you know, because in your distinguished career, you played with some of the rock and roll icons, and I'm talking about the Paul McCartneys, the George Harrison, the Rolling Stones. But I wanted to ask you, since you're one of the only guys I could ever think of that probably jammed with Jimi Hendrix and with Eric Clapton, and you're a good player yourself, who's a better guitar player, Hendrix or Clapton? You're one of the only guys in the world that can actually say that, you know, because you played with them both. So
well, it's not a question of who's better. It's sort of apples and oranges. Clapton is majorly accomplished blues player for sure. Jimmy, on the other hand, sort of had all that, but was just extremely innovative.
You've played with some of the big ones, and you've played with Cass Elliott, for Pete's sake.
I did an album with Cass Elliott, kind of an odd pairing, but yes, I did.
You've played with so many people, and that's why since they announced you were coming to the Hard Rock, our phones were a classic rock radio station. Our phones lit up because a lot of Traffic fans out there. And for those who may not be familiar with Traffic, you started that band up years ago. Tell me about the group Traffic for those that have been under a rock for the past 30 years and don't know about you.
Well, I was an original member of the band Traffic, which consisted of myself and a fellow named Chris Wood. Of course, he passed away many years ago. Jim Capote, who I had bands with before Traffic, who passed away about 5 years ago, and Steve Winwood. And Traffic's probably one, I would classify Traffic as probably one of the original alternate bands. There's a lot of musical diversity in that band, and we were a jam band back then before there were jam bands, so it was, like I say, a very, very musically diverse group.
Now, back in those days, what kind of stuff were you listening to? I mean, what tripped your trigger as a musician?
Oh God, I was listening to everything. Classical, jazz, Bulgarian music, Indian music, everything.
You stay in touch with Winwood at all, with Steve?
Well, let's put it this way. Unfortunately, he doesn't stay in touch with me.
Okay. We'll leave it at that, because I know the rock and roll thing, but...
Yeah.
Well, speaking of rock and roll, congratulations. You are a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member.
Yes, they have me in a museum already.
that's a good thing.
Well, that's what happens, Rita. If you ever get to a Hall of Fame, it's because you're old.
Exactly.
That's one of the prerequisites to get to a Hall
of
Fame.
That's right. I'm going to have myself stuffed and mounted and presented to them after I pass away.
There you go.
I want to ask you about two of your songs in particular. You've had so many of them, but two of them that are just out there so much, Feeling All Right.
Well, it is the, to see this year is the 50th anniversary of that song.
Wow.
I wrote it 50 years ago. And I wrote the song the way I wrote the song. The song's about not feeling too good myself.
Yep.
That's what the song's about. Joe Cocker got a hold of it and turned it. Well, of course, one of the great voices who unfortunately passed away in December, got a hold of it and turned it into Feeling All Right. And after he did it, 48 other major artists did it. And
wow.
I think probably every garage band in the world has played it at some time.
And you're happy about that because you wrote it and you get the royalties.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, another song of yours that was huge, and that is We Just Disagree. Give me the history of that song.
No, that's not my song.
Right, whose is that?
Everybody mistakes that as being my song. That was my hit.
Yeah.
But that was written by a guitar player that played with me for about 18 years, named Jim Krieger.
Oh, okay.
From Manitowoc, Wisconsin.
Wow.
The other song that's my song that said hits, I mean, it was a number one record for Delaney and Bonnie is Only You Know and I Know.
That's a great song.
I was with them on tour when they on the original Blind Faith tour because they were the opening band.
Oh, man. You know, I could sit and talk with you forever because of your history and all the people that you've jammed with. Is there any one person that you've been associated with in the history of rock and roll that's wilder and crazier than all the others?
We were all wild and crazy.
Dave Mason, thank you so much. And I'm looking forward to the show tonight. We will see you later on and have a
all
good
right,
time in Sioux City. Thank you, Dave.
Take care, Dave.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Safe travels.